We are up to Simin Tav Pei Vav, and we'll be doing Tav Pei Vav as well as the first Sif of Tav Pei Zayin. Now, Tav Pei Vav is the halacha of the shiurim of Kazayas. So first, let's go through the Mechaber and the Ramah. First, the Mechaber. Shir Kazayas Yeshomer Deva Kachatzi Beitza. Very interesting Lashon. He brings only one Deya, but he used the Lashon of Yesh Omrim. So the truth is that it's a Machlokas Rishonim. The Rambam sheet is that a Kazayas is a third of an egg, whereas the Rov Rishonim learn that it is a half an egg. The Mishnah Berurah comes out that Lahalacha, in any mitzvah daraisa, one should be Machmer for a Chatzi Beitza. Whereas in a Durabanon, Bidieved, he says you can rely on a Shlish Beitza. But even Lechatchila, since you're making a bracha on it, the Mishnah Berurah says that one should not be Makel with a Shlish Beitza, only with a Chatzi Beitza. Unless he's an Odom Cholish, he says. If you're talking about somebody weak, and he can only eat a Shlish. So, Lahalacha, the halacha is that a person should always eat, like whenever you're making brachas, you should never eat somewhere between a shlish beitza and a chatzi beitza, because you're left with a suffix if you make a bracha achrona. Not only that, but when you're eating pas, the Mishnah Berurah mentions that you're supposed to eat a kebeitza, because the halacha is that you cannot make an al natilas yadayim, a bracha of al natilas yadayim, on the less than a kebeitza, since some hold that the whole takana of al natilas yadayim was only eating when you're eating a shear that is metame tumas ochlin, and less than a kebeitza is not metame tumas ochlin. Even though we paskin that you have to wash on a kol shu of pas, we only make an al natilas yadayim on a kebeitza. So he says whenever you eat pas, you should eat a kebeitza. Now, so the Mechaber said, Yesh Omen, that it's Chotzi Beitza. So Halacha Lamaisa, even from Morer, Lechatchila, everybody is supposed to eat a Chotzi Beitza. Unless someone is a Chola, where he can eat a Shlish Beitza, and this Lamaisa, the Poskim say, applies even in the case of even in the case of a daraisa. That means that when you're dealing with an adam cholish, you're dealing with somebody who's not well, a chola, the halach is that he can rely on on a chatzi beitza. The Mishnah Berurah says beferish that a chola, he brings it from the chayyadam, can rely on the Ramba. Now the Gemara in Arve Psachim gives us other shiurim. The Gemara there is talking about the shiur of a revius. Now we know that a revius is a kebeitza umechtzed. It is since we paskin that a kazayas is a chatzi beitza, it would be three kazaysin. It'll be the liquid equivalent of three kazaysin, which means that if you take an egg and a half and put it into a full bowl of water, the amount of displacement, the amount of water that would come out of it would be an egg and a half. Would be called a revius. That egg and a half would be called a revius. Now, that's one shear that we find in the Gemara. And the Gemara in Arve Psachim gives us another shear, a shear that is measured in finger widths. And there it comes out to a little over 11 cubic finger widths. So the Tzlach asks the Kasha that if you do simple cheshbon, it turns out that the shear they're giving us in finger widths and the shear that they're giving us in eggs don't match. The finger width shear ends up being almost twice as much as the shear that they gave us in eggs, which means that something's not right. Something is not coordinated. The ratio between the proportion of the size of one's finger and the size of the average egg today don't match the proportion in the days of Chazal. So the question is, what happened? Are our fingers bigger than theirs used to be? Or are eggs smaller than theirs used to be? So the Lamaisa, the Tzlach, comes along and says that it's not mistaber that our fingers are bigger because everything bizman hazeh is smaller than it used to be. So he claims that it must be that our eggs are smaller. He therefore says that you should really double the shiurim because the finger with shear comes out almost twice as much. Therefore, instead of a kazayas, you should measure an average egg. So according to the Tzlach, whenever we talk about a kazayis as a chotzi beitza, translated that into today's terms, it would mean double that size or the size of an average egg. Now Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah brings a Shari Tshuva, who is machria, that anytime you're dealing with a chi of daraisa, you should double the shiurim like the tzlach. When you're dealing with a derabbanon, such as maror, or the afikomen, the arbakosis, there you can go with the smaller shiurim. Now, based on that, it would turn out that for the kazayis matzah, one should eat a kebetza, whereas for the maror, one only eats a chotzi beitza. The arbakosis, the shear of the revius, would be a beitza umechza and not doubling the shear. When it comes to the afikomen, really all you need is a chotzi beitza because it's a derabanan. However, the Mishnah Berurah mentioned that there are deis that you're supposed to have two kazesim for the afikomen. So there we end up having a kebeitza anyway. With regard to the arbakosis, I mentioned that they are derabanan, and we go with the smaller shear. However, the truth of the matter is that on Leil Shabbos, there's a day that the kos shel brah, the kos of Kiddush, is a daraisa, and therefore one should really have a larger shear. Now, Lamaisa, we find in the poskim several different deis, other than the Mishnah Berurah. First of all, there is the famous day of Rab Chaim Noe. Rab Chaim Noe, who was the maskir of the Edach Redis and the Rav of Bukharim in Yerushalayim in his day. Rab Chaim Noe made a very simple calculation. The Shulchan Aruch in Hilchis Chala brings the Rambam's shear of what a shear chala is in Egyptian drams. Reb Chaim Noah went ahead, and which means the Machaber is paskening like that. He is paskening that, and that has nothing to do with kazayas per se, because there it is measured by eggs. So Reb Chaim Noah went ahead, and he found that the Egyptian drams were the same ones in use in his day that there were in the days of the Rambam. Based on that, he came up with his shiurim. And what he arrived at was that the size of a revius for Kiddush would be what comes out to be about 3 ounces, a little bit less than 3 ounces, a drop less than 3 ounces, and that according to him is the Iker Shear. As far as a kazayas for matzah is concerned, it comes out to a little bit less than 15 grams of matzah, which is not very big. Now, the Chazon Ish talks about a shear that he was makabel. First of all, he says that the Iker shear, we would go by etzbos, by the finger widths, because the shiurim that we find in the Torah with regard to the Binyan HaMishkan were measured by fingers and hands and arms, and whereas the shear of kebetza we don't find anywhere in the Torah itself, mefurish. Plus, he brings down that a kabbalah that they had in the size. His revius ends up being close to 5 ounces. Chazon's shear of revius is approximately 5 ounces. And the Chazon Ish's kazayas also is pretty much double the shear of Reb Chaim Noe. Reb Moshe Feinstein went ahead and measured fingers and measured eggs and said, for Doraisa we go with fingers, Durabana we go with eggs, and his shear came to about 3 ounces, somewhere between 3 and 3 1/3 ounces for a revius derabanan, and 4.42 ounces for a shear daraisa. So his shear derabanan is slightly larger than Reb Chaim Noe's. His shear for a daraisa is quite close to the Chazon Ish's, but for a totally different reason. So those basically are the different shitas. With regard to a chola, we said that he can rely on he can rely not only on the smaller shear, meaning that he doesn't have to double shear, but he can really rely on the Rambam sheet of Shlish Beitza, which means that Lamaisa, for Kazayas Matzah, for the first Kazayas, one should be Machmir, and have about 30 grams of Matzah. Rav Moshe gave his shiur in inches, estimating the thickness of a matzah, but it comes out to, it's really a shiur in volume, but in the case of matzah, we know what the weight of that is. So it turns out like something like 30 grams, that's what one should have l'chatchila. For a chola, one could be mekel all the way down to 10 grams of matzah, which is very, very small. So this is with regard to the kazayas and the revius. So once again, for the arba kosis, there are drabanan. One could use like a three ounce glass, drop more than 3 ounces. With regard to kiddush on Leil Shabbos, one should be machmir and have something larger than that. A Rav Moshe's shear of holding 4.42, and the Chaznish is even slightly bigger than that. With regard to a kazayis for matzah, one should l'chatchila have like 30 grams for the mitzvah d'oraisa. For the kricha, one can go down to half of that amount, which is about 15 grams. And a chola can have like 10 grams of matzah, which is very, very small. Hagah says the Ramah, v'yochlenu biyachad. He should eat it together, v'lo ma'at ma'at, and not very slowly. That means that one should have it b'chdei achilas pras, which we learned. The shiurim range from 2 to 9 minutes. The ikar ad-din, according to Rov Poskim, is like 3 minutes. Ubi yirakis. Till now we were talking about matzah and the arbakosis. The yirakis, tzarech lamayit halal, and with regard to arbakosis, we saw the shiur l'chatchila should be b'chdei shtiyas revias and not b'chdei achilas pras. Ubi yirakis, with regard to the kazayas of morer, tzarech lamayit halal ha'avir shebin hayerek. What you have to do is press down because we don't count the airspace inside it. Olashar shira kazayas pirokas atzmon velo ba'avir shebeinayim. You have to measure the shear in the vegetables and not in the airspace. So there are different ways of estimating. In a very large lettuce leaf is a kazayas. Whereas the bugless lettuce that's sold is usually much smaller than regular heads of lettuce, and as a result of it, one leaf may not be enough. There would be more like two medium-sized leaves plus a little bit. Rav Moshe Feinstein has given his shear in inches of how to measure, but one has to recognize that the thickness of the leaf can vary. That we know that there's a very big difference between the center of the leaf, the stalk, and the outer part of the leaf, which is a lot thinner. So eating a little more would be a very good idea. Simen Tov Pei Zayin. Seder Hayom, the davening of Yontif. Arvis v'sharchas u'mincha omer gimel rishonis v'gimel achronis. Like on every Shabbos and Yontif, we say 7 brachas, the 3 regular ones at the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei, Ovis, Gvuris, and Kedushas Hashem, and the 3 brachas at the end, Avoda, Hodoya, and Sim Shalom, Kedushas Hayom Be'emtza, and the bracha of Kedushas Hayom in the middle, which is Ato V'chartonu, V'atitin Lanu Hashem Elokeinu, Es Yom Chag HaMatzos Hazeh. Our minig is, the Mishnah Berurah says, to say Zman Cheruseinu Mikra Kodesh, whereas the Mechaber writes as Yontif Mikra Kodesh Hazeh. Lamaisa, we do not say Ba'ahava Mikra Kodesh, unless it is Chalan Shabbos, where some say that we do say the word Bi'ava twice. Zman Cheruseinu, V'yala V'yovo V'hasienu, V'chosu Mekadesh Yisrael V'azmanim. What happens if someone said Mekadesh Yisrael and left out the word Zmanim? He is not Yotza. If he said Mekadesh HaShabbos, and he did not say Mekadesh HaShabbos, he said Mekadesh Yisrael, he is not Yotza. Even though he mentioned Shabbos, he has to mention Shabbos in the Chasim as well. V'im Omer Mekadesh HaShabbos v'chozer bo'oto k'dei dibur Yotza, if someone on Leil Pesach that's Chal on Shabbos, that's Chal on a weekday, he said Mekadesh HaShabbos instead of Mekadesh Yisrael v'azmanim. If he corrects himself, Toka de Dibra, which is like 2.5 seconds, he's Yotza. Achrei shu yodeya shu yontif. The Mechaber says since he knew that it was yontif, at the time he said, Baruch Atah Hashem, that is his kavana. Lamaisa, we paskin that even if you weren't aware of it, you weren't thinking bechlal, you are yotze. V'chosim v'mchal b'shabbos omer es yom ha-manoach hazeh v'es yom ha-chag ha-matzes hazeh. V'chosim mekadosh ha-shabbos v'yisrael v'azmanim. Now, Lamaisa, we do not say Manoach. Now, what happens if someone did not mention Shabbos? So there's a Machlokas Aposkim, and Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah Shita is that it's a Tzorach Iyan, and if someone did not mention Yontif, but he did mention Shabbos, and in the Antav Achartanu he said Yontif. It's just that in the Chsima he left out Yontif. It's a tzarachin, it's a Safik brachas lahakol. He should not daven over again. Now we say Mekadesh HaShabbos. Hashem is Mekadesh HaShabbos because that has nothing to do with the Sanhedrin. The Yisroel vazmanim, but it's the Sanhedrin that is Mekadesh Dizmanim. Ve'ein omrim birkas me'ein sheva. And Leil HaSeder, that's Chal on Shabbos, one doesn't say Magen Avos. We do not say Me'in Sheva, because that was made for people that came late to Daven, and we were afraid that they would have to walk home alone. So the Mishnah Berurah Lamaisa comes out that on Leil HaSeder, because it is Leil Shimurim, we do not say it. Vaychulu, however, would be said. Now, he mentioned there the halacha that Tol Kadei Dibur, you can correct it if you left out, if you said Mekadesh HaShabbos on a weekday, you can change it to Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim. The Mishnah Berurah brings a Prima Godim that even if he started Ritzei, he can still fix it. However, the Bir Halacha leaves that as a Tzarech in Gadol. He says that once you start another bracha, then it does not help to fix it Tol Kadei Dibur anymore. And here what he's talking about is just that he didn't start the next bracha. But if he starts the next bracha, then even if it's Tol Kadei Dibur, it's too late to be metakin the bracha that he made a mistake on.